So for controlling the mind, the Gita recommends Abhyasa and Vairagya, practice and renunciation. So what does this mean in practical terms? We can compare the mind to a horse. Now if somebody is living in a traditional farm, they have a big farm, then they need a horse. It's so big, and suppose they don't have any vehicles, it's a traditional farm. Then they need the horse. Without that, they will not be able to move around. But suppose that horse is unruly. Then when a new horse is brought, to make the horse rideable, the process is called breaking the horse. Breaking doesn't mean physically breaking its bones, but it just means breaking its obstinacy, breaking its reluctance to be ridden. And while doing that, there are specialized trainers who do that, break the horse. It's not that a new owner of a horse can just break the horse themselves. There are trainers who break the horse and then they hand it over to the owner. So like that, the mind is essential for us. See, the soul is spiritual, the world around us is material. And the mind is the essential interface between the soul and the body and the world. Between spirit and gross matter, the mind is the essential interface. So we can't just reject the mind. We need the mind. But just as the horse can be dangerous, if it's not broken, if it's not trained, similarly the mind can be dangerous. So when I have to train the horse, when I have to say break the horse, make it rideable, so there is Abhyasa and Vairagya. We can understand from that perspective. One is that, okay, the horse may be unruly. Sometimes the rider climbs on it and the horse just rears off and becomes very violent. The rider, the trainer may fall off. Again they get up. Again they get up and again they do it. This has to be done again and again and again. So basically the determination of the rider has to be bigger, has to be longer than the obstinacy of the horse. That's only when the person comes trained. The horse becomes trained. That is Abhyasa. Now, the mind goes off, bring it back again. Mind goes off, bring it back again. The mind throws us off. I was doing this, how did I end up over here? Sometimes we are reading one article and then we go and read one article. I think, India-Pakistan may fight a war. Let me read the news. So I start reading the news and then, this also looks interesting. This also looks interesting. And then you wanted to read 5 minutes and 2 hours ago, how did I get up over here? So it's like we got distracted. But as soon as we become aware, then come back. So like that, the mind may throw us off, but we bring it back again. So then that is Abhyasa. Now what is Vairagya? Vairagya has two aspects to it in this context of the horse. First is that the horse rider, a horse trainer, cannot be attached to the idea that in one training, I'll make the horse my master. I'll become the master of the horse. The horse will be unruly and the owner needs to be detached. It didn't work out, I'll try again. So, detachment means a detachment from the idea of instant success. So, we cannot be perfectionists when we are dealing with the mind. The mind will go off, we bring it back. It will go off, we'll bring it back. So detachment means, at one level, detachment from the concept, from the expectation of immediate success. Say when life starts giving us too many problems, we tend to get depressed. The solution to depression is that we don't depress ourselves, we depress our expectations of ourselves. Often our depression comes when we have too big expectations and they don't work out. But if you depress our expectations, we will not feel so bad. So there's a detachment from our own expectation of immediate success. That is also required when you deal with the mind. Kale, no, it will take time for it to come under control. But another more practical, another sense in which the word detachment means also, that we don't identify with the mind. I say, come on, watch that. No, it's not so important. I'll not watch it. So when the horse starts going off in another direction, the rider needs to be detached from identifying with the horse. Oh, my horse wants to go there, let me also go there. No, I'll bring it back. So, detachment means that we don't, as I said, don't identify with the mind. Identify the mind. So, don't identify with the mind is detachment. So, we are detached from the mind's ideas of what is important or what is enjoyable or what needs to be thought about. Be detached. No, okay, you think, the mind thinks like that, but I don't think it's very important. I'll not put my attention on it. So, detachment can apply both ways. So, not being attached to our own idea of expectation of major success and not being attached to whatever the mind thinks of as important. And with both of these, centered in abhyas, repeatedly bringing the mind back on Krishna, bringing the mind back on whatever is important for us. By that, we will be able to become constructively focused.
How do you measure progress when we continue?